Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to tell you why cash is king.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. So, Marcia, we've been talking about a property that you have listed, and you've had multiple offers on that. And I'm so intrigued because we both know in real estate, cash is king, but that may not be the best offer or, you know, the
best
solution.
Not be the highest proceeds out of the sale.
Yeah.
You may have a higher price that's financed.
Yes. So talk to me about that. First, why was the property so appealing? And then tell the listeners how many offers that you received, and I know you have more coming in, and how many were cash?
Okay, so we're talking about a specific property, and this property was a one level, built in 2000, clean, three bedroom, two bath, about 1,700 square feet. So many people want that, and the one level brought the cash in at another level, I believe, another scale, because what's going on is one level is very appealing to empty nesters, and it wouldn't be eliminated by young families either. So both ends of the spectrum were competing for this house. Cash comes from an equity position in your previous house. And so if someone sells a big home and then moves into this property, they can bring the cash.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. And how many offers did you have?
9 offers total, and 6 of them were cash in this case. Now, don't be disheartened if you don't have cash. What I would say in that case is if you don't need to do the one level gig or something that would appeal to the broadest audience, you could curtail some of the cash by the way the property is designed. Floor plans, location, and not be a compromise to you. A lot of empty nesters are not dying to be right across from the school, but you may be if you have school-aged children, for example.
Okay, that makes total sense. I'm real curious too, when people look at houses, are they just taking them as is and not saying, wow, you know, this is 1970s wallpaper and it's orange countertops? And I mean, they're having to just kind of look structurally at the property and saying, yeah, it looks pretty good. Do they still have time to do inspections, or are they just taking it as is?
Some are waiving inspections. I would not advise that.
No.
And I don't think that sellers really think it's the greatest idea necessarily either. So I'd put your appeal into other things besides waiving inspections at this point. There are other market place, Seattle, for example, where that's very over 50% of the offers are waiving inspections at this point. But that's really severe because there's a lot that you cannot see, and you shouldn't absorb that in the eagerness to get an offer accepted.
Yeah.
You'll have due diligence and time to take another look at that property without the heat of the buyers behind you. Just keep it timely and don't over specify or go too deep in the inspections that are not reasonable. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.